Hey Jeff, it seemed for the second game in the row, the team got started in the second period.
Yeah. Yesterday, I thought was much better than the first, but the first was kind of slow for us. But at least we took the beat in the second, and we took over the game, I thought, in the second. We were all over them. We had 11 chances to score in the second period. We connected on three of them. And you know, the guys are playing well. They're giving everything they have. And I thought our decor for, you know, being as young as they are, like they play pretty good.
And I can talk about Harvey Pinard. He's currently on a 7-game point streak. What's bringing him success right now?
Well, I can't talk enough about this guy. This guy's awesome. He the details of his game are amazing. He's the heart and soul of our team. And that's one of the reasons why we gave him an A at a young age at the beginning of the year. He shows leadership on the ice, the way he plays and in the locker room. Even though he's not super vocal, guys look up to him because he works so hard. He never takes a shift off, this guy. And he opened my eyes, and I'm sure he's opening the eyes of a lot of fans and people in the organization.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll finish, we assume, with Patrick and then Jared.
JF, just on Harvey Pinard, what are some of those details that really impress you, and kind of what kind of growth have you seen from him from the start of the season?
Well, I think he's improving his skating. To me, like, I saw him yesterday a couple times in open ice. His skating is getting better. His details of the game, a stick on puck, finishing in front of players, third man high. He's plus 17 or 18. I'm not sure what he is now, but for a reason, because he cares about defense. And when you play well defensively, it transforms into offense. And he's always in front of the net. Watch him play. He takes a beating in front of the net. And that's where you score goals. And that's why the kids he's got a lot of success.
Thank you.
Jared? Hi, Jeff. You mentioned a bit in French, but with Cedric Paquette coming in, at this point in the season, you don't usually get additional bodies as reinforcements. How important has that been just to give the team a boost with a really important playoff push?
Well, it's huge. It's huge for us right now because we have you know, we have Belzil and Vedemo that are injured, and he's a lefty centerman. So one, he wins faceoff. Two, we lost Baddock, who's pretty heavy, and Paquette's a heavy player, finishing hits, hard to move in front of the net. So he gives us a little bit of heaviness and size. So you know, it's a plus for us right now, and it's a welcome help down center. And I think he could make a big difference for our club.
And obviously today, the second period was really where you took over the game. You've said a lot of times, the players said it as well, that you just stick to your plan and you feel like you guys are going to come on top. Is that something that, you know, you knew that Hershey had played, you know, three games in 3 days? Did you know that, you know, just keep going and eventually you would break through?
Yeah, we weren't worried after the first, but we're the type of team that needs to play the right way. We don't have the you know, we don't have guys that have 2 points a game or a point a game like other teams and stuff like that. We win games collectively, so everybody has to adhere to our way, the way we play, and the details of the game. And if we do that, we always have a chance to win every night. So we're always in the game as long as we don't cheat too much and play the game we want. We have a chance to win.
Thank you.